AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A choir singing Hark the Herald Angels at the Church of Bethesda by the Sea in Palm Beach, Florida. That's where President-elect Donald Trump and his family attended midnight mass last night. In the meantime, AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports Trump is using Twitter to criticize the Obama administration for abstaining from a vote on a UN Security Council resolution last week, demanding an end to Israeli settlements on the West Bank.
Donald Trump says the decision by the UN to condemn Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem will make it much harder to negotiate peace. He tweeted, "The decision is too bad, but we will get it done anyway."
Folks in the upper Midwest are going to wake up to a white Christmas in a few hours. Ariel Cohen, a meteorologist at the Storm Prediction Center, says some parts of that part of the country are going to experience blizzard conditions on Christmas Day. But states east of the Mississippi River can expect spring-like conditions. A powerful typhoon is on its way to slam into the eastern Philippines on Christmas Day as officials struggle to divert people's attention from family celebrations and travel. A provincial governor has offered roasted pigs.
System on the cold side of that, which is producing the potential for blizzard conditions across portions of the Dakotas, along with freezing rain into portions of central Minnesota. A large area of winter precipitation will be possible across portions of the northern Great Plains to the upper Mississippi Valley.
That was Ariel Cohen again from the Storm Prediction Center in Oklahoma, talking about what's going to happen for folks out on the northern plains and into the Dakotas, where blizzard conditions are expected today. This is AAP Radio News. A Russian passenger plane with 92 people on board, including a well-known military band, plunged into the Black Sea on its way to Syria on Sunday, minutes after takeoff from the resort city of Sochi. The Tu-154, which belonged to the Defense Ministry, was taking the Alexandrov Choir to a concert at a Russian airbase in Syria. A total of 84 passengers and 8 crew members were on board when the plane dropped off radar minutes after taking off in good weather. Emergency services found fragments less than 1 mile from shore at a depth of 165 to 230 feet. The cause of the crash, not immediately known, however, one body has been found. A popular member of the Howard Stern Show, known to fans as Joey Boots, has been found dead in his New York City apartment. Joseph Basilino, his real name, was 49. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.